Welcome back to SwampSwami.com sports commentary, and a little lagniappe for you too. Today we'll talk about the Thanksgiving turkeys of the NFC East. Earlier this week, the president, as is the annual custom, pardoned two turkeys for Thanksgiving. The names of this year's lucky birds were Corn and Cobb. For National Football League fans, two turkeys named Cowboys and Football Team will be served up to millions of sleepy-eyed, bloated fans on Thanksgiving Thursday afternoon in Texas-sized Jerry World Stadium, halfway between Big D and Fort Worth, Texas. This game will pit two NFC East teams with identical 3-7 records in a game which has serious, significant playoff implications. And no, you didn't mishear that last sentence. In this crazy pandemic year of 2020, as it keeps providing Americans with otherworldly life experiences, why shouldn't we expect that the NFC East would feature a massive deadlock featuring all four teams with just 3 wins apiece after their first 10 games of the season? The Philadelphia Eagles are technically in the league with a 3-6-1 record. Philly actually played for a tie in a home field overtime game earlier this season against AFC doormat Cincinnati. The Bengals, by the way, are just 2-7-1 as of last weekend. The stench of the NFC is obvious, and in an odd 2020 kind of way, kind of intriguing too. Just a few short years ago, media types were lamenting that the NFL rules about player drafts and scheduling were trying to create parity, with the goal of lifting up all the lousy teams and forcing last year's Super Bowl contenders to play a brutal schedule the following year. Though the attempt to create parity does not exist across the entire NFL, apparently the four teams of the NFC East really believe in it. The New York Giants, the other 3-7 franchise in this division, are on a massive roll right now, as the G-Men have won two games in a row. It's hard to believe that a team which was just 1-7 2 weeks ago is now just one half game out of the playoffs, isn't it? The NFL, in its infinite wisdom, includes each of its division winners into the playoff mix. So regardless of how far below break-even or 8-8, the eventual winner of this year's NFC East finishes, that team will be rewarded with a first-round playoff game after the regular season. For pro football fans in Dallas, Washington, Philadelphia, and New York City, this is still serious business. The four teams comprising the NFC East have been playing football against each other for a long time, like 1961. Now, while it makes perfect sense for Washington, Philly, and the Big Apple, all within a few hundred miles of Amtrak rails of each other along I-95, to be part of the NFC East, why are the Dallas Cowboys still participating in this division? Dallas, Texas is about a 3-hour flight west of all three of these East Coast cities. Dallas is a geographically closer fit to many other NFL teams, including one just down the road south on I-45 in Houston. So why is Dallas still playing in the NFC East in the year 2020? Well, let's go back to the Cowboys' entrance into the NFL back in 1960, the same year which saw the fledgling American Football League place a team called the Dallas Texans in the same market. There just weren't very many NFL franchises located in cities south of the Mason-Dixon line at that time. Once Dallas came into the league and, in their second year, placed into the NFL's Eastern Division, it was another 6 years until the Atlanta Falcons were born in 1966, for a measly $8.5 million, by the way.
Excellent.
The following year, in 1967, the New Orleans Saints became the next Southern team admitted into the big league. It took until 1976 for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to become the next Deep South team to start play. In the meantime, the Dallas Cowboys quickly developed a rather spicy rivalry with the other members of the NFL's Eastern Division. The Cowboys' rapid improvement during the 1960s later morphed into their self-declared America's Team moniker by the late 1970s. The love-hate passion for the Dallas Cowboys with other teams in the NFL East kept television ratings sky high.
How about them Cowboys? Yeah!
The NFL and its ownership pay a lot of attention to those weekly television ratings and didn't want to risk sending the Cowboys to play in a new division against geographically closer cities in the South such as New Orleans, Atlanta, and Tampa. At the time, each of those three Southern NFL newbies were all struggling just to reach the .500 mark in any particular season. If the league had removed those twice-yearly matchups between the Dallas Cowboys and the three long-established teams in Washington, Philly, and New York City in large East Coast population centers, the NFL also risked lower television interest and a corresponding negative impact on the league's overall value. As they say, money talks. So the Dallas Cowboys, despite their obvious geographic issues, continue to toil in the NFC East even today. Now back to 2020. This NFC East quartet of three-win teams is now embarking on the professional wrestling equivalent of a battle royale with just six games to go. Simple math, such as 3 wins plus 6 wins equals 9 wins, means that the winner of the NFC East of this year cannot win 10 games. The other three teams are practically assured at failing to qualify for a wildcard game based on their putrid records.
Sell, sell, sell.
The only road into the playoffs for these four NFC East teams will be to slug it out for the championship amongst themselves. So let's examine each of these teams' remaining schedules. Dallas, which is 3-7. The Cowboys are the only team which still must play each of their three NFC East divisional foes one more time. In addition to those three games, the Cowboys will hit the road for matchups at Baltimore and Cincinnati, while they'll also host San Francisco on December 20th. Now let's look at Washington, also 3-7. They've already finished 0-2 against the New York Giants this year. They'll face Dallas on Thanksgiving Thursday and then play the Philadelphia Eagles in their final game of the season. In between, the Washington football team will tee it up on the road at Pittsburgh and San Francisco and host Seattle and Carolina. For the New York Giants, 3-7. The G-Men have just one more divisional game at home against Dallas on January 3rd. They will hit the road for games against Cincinnati, Seattle, and Baltimore, and host two other home games against Arizona and Cleveland. For the Philadelphia Eagles, that team that leads the division by one half game at 3-6-1, they'll conclude their 2020 season with divisional games at Dallas and at home against Washington for the NFC East. Prior to that, the Eagles will host Seattle and New Orleans and hit the road to play Green Bay and Arizona. Now, I won't predict who will win the NFC East just yet, but the first team to reach 7 wins will probably be the heavy favorite to make the playoffs. If they can win 7 games, that is, because remember, it is still 2020. I'm Swamp Swami. Happy Thanksgiving!